Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. Hey, do you ever find yourself getting frustrated with kids in your class? Okay, I know, you're perfect, so you don't. But if you do, today's show is for you. Today is 3 plus 1 ways to not show frustration with the kids. And I've actually titled this, as well as I get into 6 signs of adult frustration. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening.
They're not here for us. We're here for them. That's what it's about. Kids.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is all about assisting classroom teachers and school administrators to overcome the many walls or barriers that kids face. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is focused on helping you help kids achieve their dreams. As a note, I hope that you will stop by Stitcher or iTunes and leave me a star rating and a comment. That helps the show get noticed by more people. Thanks for listening and joining me week after week.
Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, today I'm talking about getting frustrated with the kids. Okay, I know, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, we mean well, but sometimes there are certain kids that can just push our buttons. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? It's just me? It's just my thing? Right. Okay, there are some kids, I don't care what age they are, you probably have some classes where there are kids in the class that can, you know, maybe do no wrong, and then there are other kids that they're just, if they breathe funny, you just kind of go, You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Well, today I'm talking about 3 plus 1 ways to not show frustration with the kids. Okay, yeah, I know, 3 plus 1 equals 4, but it's more fun to say it this way, 3 plus 1, primarily because I have 3 ways, and then I just want to get in this last way that's kind of a different goofy sort of way of dealing with it. But, you know, today's title is really, because, you know, there's just sometimes in class, in our classes, that we start thinking, oh my gosh, how am I going to get through this class? And it's not because of the class itself, it's because of one or two kids in the class. And what we have to remind ourselves is that you got to love every kid that you teach. You got to love every kid that you work with. And sometimes some are a little more challenging than others. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. In order to be better with all kids, you have to do some things that stop that exasperation from showing. You know, that angst that starts building up inside of you, that feeling that happens when that, if that kid raises his hand one more time, if he gets up from his seat just one more time, if. That never happens to you? Wow. You know, it's funny because I got to tell you that it happens. It does happen. And if it doesn't happen to you, then man, you're good. Because the longer you teach, it doesn't get better. You just have to figure out different ways of dealing with your frustration. Because what you really want to do is remind yourself that, you know what? I love every kid that I work with, and I want them to do well, and I want them to be able to achieve their dreams, and I want them to figure out all the great stuff that's going to happen in their future. And in the meantime, I got to figure out how to make sure that I am in control of me. And that's a key to this. You've got to be in control of yourself. You really do. And so let's talk about my 3 plus 1 ways to not show frustration with the kids. The number one way that we have to not show frustration with the kids is put something happy on the wall behind the child that creates the angst. Now, you don't point it out. You don't say, hey, I put this on the wall just to make sure that I'm happy whenever I look at you. No, that's not what I'm talking about. No, wherever the child sits, somewhere near them, put some things that remind you about being happy. So whether it's a picture of your own child, whether it's a picture of, you know, something fun that you like, you know, there's a picture of Big Bird, there's a picture of, you know, Buzz Lightyear to infinity and beyond. You know, whatever it is that helps remind you that you're working with a child and that you should be happy, put it somewhere near them so that when you go towards them sitting in their seat, you're going to see that. And you make yourself look at it before you look at the child. If you put something happy on the wall behind the child that creates the angst, you're going to be glad you did. Well, if my number one way to not show frustration with the kids is to put something happy on the wall behind the child that creates the angst, number two is just before class starts, remind yourself of something positive about the child. Yeah, now come on, you can do this. You just say, all right, you're getting ready to go into this class, and you remember that Steve's coming into the class, and you say, you know, Steve has a funny sense of humor. And you just try and remember that. You find that positive thing that you want to remember, and you just put it in your head. Steve has a funny sense of humor. And so when Steve comes in, you're thinking to yourself, Steve has a funny sense of humor. And it hopefully you're remembering something specific that Steve did. You know, it's funny because I had a child that I worked with at one time who could make bird noises without moving his lips. Now, I didn't know he was the one who was doing it. It took me a while to figure this out. But there were other teachers who knew they had these birds in their classes, but they couldn't figure out who it was. He was so good at it. I even remember this child's name. I'm not going to use it right now, though, even though this is a long time ago, and he's probably in his 30s now. I wonder if he still makes that noise. Basically, I figured out, asked him to make the bird go away, and he did. And I'll never forget 2 years later when he came to me and said, hey, how'd you figure it out? That's a story for another time. It just helps when the other kids are frustrated with the little bird showing up. But, you know, it was funny because I just remembered that little bird noise that he could make. And when he would do other things that might, you know, once I figured out it was him making the bird, you know, it actually brought a smile to my face because he was good at it, man. That little bird, I mean, it sounded like you had a little sparrow or something in your classroom. It's like, dude, where'd that bird come from? And, you know, like right now when I tell this story, it brings back a funny, funny moment in the class. And I always remember about him because he had an incredible talent for making that bird noise. You know, maybe they actually did very, very well on a test recently. Or maybe it's that they picked up some trash as they were walking through the hallway. Or maybe it's that, you know, when they entered class, they said hello to you this morning. You know, whatever it is. The point is that you find that one thing before they enter the class that's positive about them. So out of my 3+1 ways to not show frustration with the kids, one, put something happy on the wall behind the child that creates the angst. Number two, just before class starts, remind yourself of something positive about the child. Well, number three is make a list of positive attributes of the child and keep this in a pocket or somewhere that you can see, but others wouldn't know what it is. Now, that's a little sneaky. Think about it. You know, you make this list, you put it in your pocket, and you pull it out once in a while. Or what's even better is if you just put this on the wall someplace where nobody's going to pay attention to it. You just put it up there. Matter of fact, if you laminate it and you put it on a piece of poster board, nobody's even going to ask you what that is. But you don't want to make it that obvious. You just put it somewhere in the classroom where you could see it. And on there, it maybe says those three things you want to remember, those two things, like funny, needs time to work, enjoys playing football. Wonderful, wonderful artistic talent. You know, just things like that. And you don't ever tell anybody what that little list is. If somebody asks, just say, oh, those are just things from a class a couple years ago, or just things that I like to remember once in a while. It makes me think about good things. You know, but you make this little list and you put it somewhere on the wall so you can see it. So as you're walking to the child or as you look, you know, you go that direction, you can remind yourself, these are things about this child that make them wonderful. So if number one way to not show frustration with the kids is to put something happy on the wall behind the child that creates the angst, number two is just before class starts, remind yourself of something positive about the child, number three is make a list of positive attributes of the child and keep this in a pocket or somewhere that you can see, but others wouldn't know what it is. Well, number four, this is my really plus one, all right? So remember, I had 3+1. So my plus one is put yourself in time out before, after, or during, you know, before or after class or during lunch. During this time, take a quick walk outside. Now, I guarantee you, even in elementary schools, you have some quickie there where you might be able to just walk outside and come back in. Take a deep breath out in the fresh air. Yes, and come back in. You can figure out that little chance to catch that little bit of time. Whether it's a break in the school day, whether it's a break between classes, whether it's at lunchtime, whatever, you know, wherever you have that moment, take that quick walk outside. That's one way. Now, if you have a little more time than that, and you can pull up on your computer a quick funny segment from some show that you love, like Gilligan's Island. I know it's an old show, but hey, there's some funny moments there that can make you laugh. And if that just makes you laugh just a little bit, that might be the moment, you know, that lets you go of that angst. And especially, you know, Gilligan always got in trouble. Or how about the old show Home Improvement? Now, that's coming a little more recent. But Home Improvement, you know, Tim always got in trouble. He always did things. He always messed up this or messed up that. My favorite one is the time when he accidentally glued his head to the table. You know, the point of it is that something that would make you laugh. All right. And so you can come into this modern era of TV, and I'm sure there's something there that's safe for class. Keep that in mind, because that's a little problem with the modern era. But how about a part of a cartoon like Bugs Bunny Roadrunner Show? Meep, meep. Yeah, what's up, Doc? Okay, I know I'm showing my age, but yeah, those are types of things that just a little quick looking at it, and you know, it might make you laugh, might make you chuckle. There's nothing better than watching Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck get into some argument. But just something that in that brief timeout that you put yourself in, it helps you refocus. It helps you take your brain and say, you know, it's not really that bad. And you get a little chuckle back in your voice, and you're ready to take on the world again. Now, if you have more time, and you actually have time, even if this is after school and it helps you just release, one of the things I found is that I loved playing pickup games of soccer with the kids. Oh, that was a blast, because you get out there and you're kicking the soccer ball around, you have a good time, you get to know the kids, and not only that, but you have fun, and they get to see you as an adult, and it's, and what's even better is if one of those kids is one of those kids that cause you frustration during the day, you get to see them in a different light, and they get to see you in a different light. And another way that I found that helped me release and gave me some time out was playing my trumpet. You know, if you're in a high school, a middle school, and maybe in an elementary school, if you have music programs where you could go sit in during the day for just a little bit. If not, after school works fine as well. But once again, it works the same way like that soccer. You get in there and you play the instrument, in my case, trumpet, with the kids. You're working yourself through the music, you're having a good time, and you're playing the trumpet, and they get to see you doing different things, you know, whatever that instrument is. But those are ways that I discovered that helped me release and helped me by, you know, I put myself in kind of that time out, and it really works. So 3+1 ways to not show frustration with the kids. Number one, put something happy on the wall behind the child that creates the angst. Number two, just before class starts, remind yourself of something positive about the child. Number three, make a list of positive attributes of the child and keep this in a pocket or somewhere that you can see but others wouldn't know what it is. Remember, don't put their name on it. Nobody needs to know what that is, and I would tell nobody, not even a teacher, colleague, or somebody in the building. And then my plus one is put yourself in time out before, after class, or during lunch. During this time, take a quick walk outside. Watch a quick funny segment of a Gilligan's Island Home Improvement or Bugs Bunny Roadrunner Show segment. If you have more time, a pickup game of soccer. I've done that at lunch, by the way. A lot of fun at lunch. Or playing the trumpet with the kids in band. They work. These ideas work. So let's go from the 3+1 ways to not show frustration to six signs of adult frustration. You know, if you watch an adult, you can see when they're getting frustrated with a kid. So what are those six signs? Glad you asked that question. My number one sign that an adult is getting frustrated is eye rolling. Now, when kids do this, it frustrates us, doesn't it? Oh, come on. Come on, I know what you're thinking. You're like, I don't get frustrated. I don't roll my eyes. Oh, I'll bet you do. You'd be surprised how many adults roll their eyes. Well, if you roll your eyes at a kid, other kids see you. Not only do other kids see you, but the kid that you're frustrated with probably sees you. And when we talk about these six signs of adult frustration, it's important that you recognize that the kids are watching you. And if you do these things, you're setting them up for either hurt feelings or some kid making fun of them in the hallway once they leave your class. Hey, did you see the teacher today? Boy, he was rolling his eyes every time you talked. Every time he looked at you, he rolled those eyes. Next thing you know, you got a fight in the hallway. So keep that in mind, that you got to get control of you. And you don't want to show signs of a frustration directly, just focused on one of your children, one of those students. So eye rolling is the number one way that the kids can tell you're frustrated. Number two, you take a deep breath or sigh before answering questions or talking with that specific student. You know what I mean? You know, if you do that, the other kids notice, and the child you're talking to or the child who's driving you nuts recognizes it. And like I said, hurt feelings or possibility of other kids picking up on it, and in the hallway they say something. Well, number one sign of adult frustration is eye rolling. Number two is deep breath or sigh before answering questions or talking with a student. Number three is exasperated statements directed towards a particular child. Something like this. You know, Steve, why can you not understand this? Steve, you are the only one who doesn't get it. Steve, I just don't get it. Steve, I just don't get you. Carrie, you get this, right? Carrie being a different student, you turn to that student and say, you get this. And Steve knows that you're actually talking about him not getting it. Do you see what I'm saying? And I've seen adults do this. Oh my gosh. We got to get control of us. Somebody has to be the adult. We have to get control of us, because you cannot say things like that. Once again, it's leading to hurt feelings and possibly other problems, as the kids pick up on the fact that you only say these about Steve. And of course, you can include any name right there. Number one, eye rolling. Number two, deep breath or sigh before answering questions or talking with a student. Number three, exasperated statements directed towards a particular child. Number four, body language like waving your hand, placing hands on hips, plopping down on your seat or on your desk. You know what I'm talking about? Waving the hand. And I don't mean like, hi. No, I mean like you kind of dismissing them. You kind of wave your hand like, go away. And that's how they will interpret it that way. Placing your hands on your hips like, they will see you do that. So it's important to pay attention to your body language. So, I mean, and think about this. I mean, plopping down on your seat or on your desk, you know, you just sit down real tough right down on your seat, or you just kind of smack down in your seat, or you hit down on the desk. And I don't mean with your hand. I mean, you sit down, you plop down just as you're getting ready to talk to the kid. And the other kids look at you going, yeah, you're getting ready to talk to Steve, aren't you? Uh-huh. Well, you know what's going on here. That's not good behavior. And the kids will see it. It's a sign of frustration. So number one, eye rolling. Number two, deep breath or sigh before answering questions or talking with a student. Number three, exasperated statements directed toward a particular child. Number four is body language like waving your hand, placing hands on hips, plopping down on your seat or on your desk. Well, number five sign that you're frustrated as the adult in the room is ignoring and only responding when pushed. You know what I mean? And I don't mean physically pushed. I mean when the kid keeps asking you, you know, Mr. Mulatto, Mr. Mulatto, Mr. Mulatto, Mr. Mulatto, and you finally say, yes. Oh, don't do that. And it's really bad if that whole time you actually could hear him, but you don't respond to him. I hear you, but I'm not going to respond because you're driving me nuts. You may not be saying that out loud, but your body language is saying that to everybody. Ignoring and only responding when pushed. Ah, you're gonna, not good. And the number six sign of adult frustration is overreacting. Yeah, this is when you've held it in for too long and you suddenly have to explode and get it off your chest. For example, I'll get to you in a minute. Steve, just wait.
Oh, come on. I'll be over there in just a second.
Overreacting.
It's the worst thing in the world.
Worst thing in the world. So six signs of adult frustration are eye rolling, number one. Number two, deep breath or sigh before answering questions or talking with a student. Number three, exasperated statements directed towards a particular child like, you know, Steve, why can you not understand this? Number four, body language like waving your hand, placing hands on hips, plopping down on your seat or on your desk. And number five, ignoring and only responding when pushed. And finally, number six sign of adult frustration, overreacting. The kids pick up on this, and it's only going to lead to hurt feelings or the possibility of something going to happen in the hallway as others start mentioning what they see every time that you do when you start to interact with this one kid. And there's actually a third possibility, which is you're going to get pushback from the child because they're going to say to you, why do you always roll your eyes when you look at me? You want to talk about something creating a problem then? You're going to wish you'd never rolled those eyes. So today I'm talking about 3+1 ways to not show frustration with the kids. And remember, my title for today was, 3+1 ways to not show frustration with the kids. Number one, put something happy on the wall behind the child that creates the angst. Number two, just before class starts, remind yourself of something positive about the child. Number three, make a list of positive attributes of the child and keep this in a pocket or somewhere that you can see, but others wouldn't know what it is. And remember, don't label it. Don't put a name on it. Don't tell people what it is. And don't tell your colleagues either. You don't want them accidentally saying something about it. Oh, where's that list? And number four, or remember, I had 3+1. The plus one, put yourself in timeout. Use timeout for yourself. After class, during lunch, before class, before school, you know, during this time, take a quick walk outside. Watch a quick funny segment. Watch a quick funny segment of a show like Gilligan's Island or Home Improvement, Bugs Bunny Roadrunner Show. And I know they're old, but they're safe. And not only that, I guarantee you that you're going to find something to chuckle at, especially because Gilligan's always doing something wrong and Skipper's always ready to let him know about it. Home Improvement, Tim is always finding some way to, do something wrong and paying for it. And Bugs Bunny Runner Show is all about that. So, but it's going to make you laugh. If you have more time, a pickup game of soccer or playing the trumpet with the kids in band works or, you know, whatever is your thing. So I hope you'll take some time to think about this. Look at your classes. Remember that you want to make sure all the kids know that you care about them. And I'm sure there are one or two kids that they can push your buttons or they can make you, you know, just get a little frustrated. So whoever those children are, you've got to remind yourself that you care about them too. So remember, 3+1 ways to not show frustration with the kids. Number one, put something happy on the wall behind the child that creates the angst. Number two, just before class starts, remind yourself of something positive about the child. Number three, make a list of positive attributes of the child and keep this in a pocket or somewhere that you can see but others wouldn't know what it is. Remember, don't tell anybody what it is and do not label it. And then the plus one, put yourself in timeout before, after class, or during lunch. During this time, take a quick walk outside. Watch a quick funny segment of some show that's going to make you laugh and safe for work. And if you have more time, do something fun with the kids. Like playing a pickup game of soccer or playing a band instrument like a trumpet or just interacting with them at the lunch tables. If you work on this, you're going to feel better about it and you're going to remind yourself about how every kid has dreams about the future and you're trying to help them get there. Thanks for listening.
Hello, listeners. We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes. Just search Teaching Learning Leading K-12 in the iTunes store. Check back often for updates and new material.
Hang tight, everyone. I'm going to let go of the wall.
You have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the Heart of Georgia Precinct.
Hey, did you know that we're now available on Google Play Music? That's right. You can now find Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 on Google Play Music. Check us out.